Well, yes, because it can indeed have that effect, because you know, the surgeries can't be done, and then they have to be cancelled, and they have to wait, etc. But I think what it really impacts more than the overcrowding, really, is what it really impacts is actually the waiting list, the waiting times people have for their surgeries. It constantly increases that number of people who are waiting and that length of time that people are waiting. Obviously, the hospital will take care of the emergency admissions, and as they always do, and they will find ways and means to ensure that people get the surgeries that they need when they're emergency surgeries. But it's just the other types of surgeries, the small day case surgeries, and there's delays in that. And that impacts patients and people when they have to wait at home to get surgeries that they need. While they may not be emergency, they're restricting them maybe from going to work, from taking care, doing their normal activities of living in terms of being able to, you know, their quality of life. And people are in pain waiting for hip replacements and waiting for knee replacements, and, you know, they can't, their mobility has been hampered. So it really does affect those people who are waiting to get in to get their surgeries, and it's delaying people who are already engaged in the services, it's delaying their treatment. So that's the real impact, is the waiting list and the people waiting to get treatments and to get surgeries done, that impacts their quality of life.